I want to welcome in our first guest this morning into the Lowell Spinner Studios. She's becoming a voice and a face familiar to our listeners. Faces do very well on radio.
I have a great face for radio.
People think I'm a supermodel. I'm the male Giselle Bundchen. Bridget Quinn from CTI is here. She is the director of the volunteer center office at Community Teamwork. Thank you for joining us, Bridget.
Thank you for having us.
Great to have you and CTI here as well. Just a couple of days away now, that Big Brothers Big Sisters golf tournament that
yes.
we chatted about last week, as a matter of fact.
It's coming fast.
You ready to breathe a sigh of relief once it's all over?
Maybe. I don't seem to breathe a sigh of relief ever, so.
A better sigh of relief when this rain finally moves out of here,
yes.
hopefully tomorrow night, early Thursday morning. The good thing is you folks are playing an afternoon tournament, a midday tea time, correct?
Right, which is great because people can go into work and work in the morning and then enjoy the rest of their day with us at the beautiful Sky Meadow Country Club up in Nashua, which is gorgeous. They do a great, great job with us with the greens, and then they provide lunch and dinner, which is amazing. So it's a good way to have a Thursday.
All right. Is there still room for golfers? I know last week when you were here, you still had a couple of foursomes remaining.
Yes, we are filling up, luckily, but we still have plenty of room. So we would love to have you come and golf. If you, you know, don't have a foursome, you can certainly come just yourself, and we will pair you up with some great, great people to play with. You'll have a lot of fun. So even if you don't play well, you're still going to have a lot of laughs.
It's a great course, too, by the way, for anybody who hasn't played Sky Meadow before. This is a pretty cool opportunity. Some great views, some really scenic views. And I'm told you can actually see the Boston skyline if the weather is just right.
Oh, really?
That's what I've heard. I've never been able to see it because every time I've golfed there, I've never had the weather just right. It's usually a little bit overcast. But it's a great course, challenging, but it's fun to be able to get out there where some of the richer folk
yes.
get to play. You mentioned the food as well. Those who do golf will actually get a box lunch beforehand and then get a sit-down meal afterwards.
Yes, they will. And we'll have plenty of raffles and some auction items. Some sports tickets will be up for auction. We have some great raffle items.
How about a little taste of what some of those raffle items are?
Well, we have a lot of gift certificates. We have a lot of sports memorabilia and, you know, packages and things like that. So it really revolves around all different sorts of sports teams and things like that. And, of course, wine and different sorts of liquor baskets and all that good stuff.
So a little something for everybody.
Absolutely.
As you like to say. Okay, and if folks who aren't able to golf for whatever reason, maybe they can't get out of work and have to be there till 4 or 5, they can join you afterwards, purchase a ticket for just the meal, and participate
Absolutely.
In the ceremony
And they
after?
Can order those the same way they would if they were going to participate in golf or be a sponsor. So they can either go online or they can contact us directly at the office, and we'd be happy to set them up with just the dinner.
All right, now I know the deadline is probably come and gone to get your ad in the sponsor book. I would assume those have been put out to print and whatnot.
No.
Really push the time limits, huh?
Yes, we do, which is why I tend to have to touch up the grays at this point in life.
Peter out at Owl Stamp, is he going to curse you guys? You're the person that gets him angry.
I'm the person that gets a lot of people angry. But they are all used to that, so I think they just give me a pass. But no, there's still time to get your name in the program.
That's great.
And do all the different advertising options that we have. And, you know, we also continue that really through the year with different events and things that we do. We also try to make sure we recognize all of our sponsors throughout the year, and especially with our bigs and littles and their families, you know, to really remind them that we have a great support system with the community.
Right. And again, the golf tournament proceeds will benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters, an organization that helps an awful lot of young folks right here in our greater Lowell area in the Merrimack Valley. How many kids are part of that?
Well, we have program. A lot of kids on the waiting list. So, and that's always
so
our...
So that means you don't have enough Big Brothers or Big Sisters.
Exactly. So as many young people as we serve, we still have many, many more that would be in need to be matched with a great mentor. So having volunteers is always our biggest hope and push for anything that we do. And over the next, you know, year, we really plan to expand that and open up some different mentoring models. So hopefully that will allow more adults within the community to really be able to mentor and give back to the young people.
And I know it's a wide range of ages that can be big brothers, big sisters. You told me last week that somebody as old as me can be a big brother if I want to be. who's your typical big brother, big sister? Who are they? Where do they come from?
They range. I mean, it really goes from young, you know, mid-20s, young professionals, to retired, you know, people who are looking to just really give back and share their experience and, you know, help some young people guide through some difficulties through life.
I was going to say, do you find that many of your big brothers, big sisters today are men and women who actually had the benefit of a big brother, big sister when they were coming through?
Yes, we actually have a few. One in particular who I'm very familiar with because I worked with him as a teenager through this program and other programs that I had at the time. And he's a twin, and the other twin actually is involved in the golf committee through, you know, with us. And so they really have, you know, become amazing young adults and really give back. So one of them did become a big within the last year, and it's amazing to see him and his little and really see his big as well, because they're still in contact. So it's just an amazing program. It's an amazing way to really see the progression that people have on each other's lives.
It's a great story, and I'm willing to bet that little becomes a big when he's old
enough.
I wouldn't
be surprised.
As well. So one more time, if folks want to participate in the Big Brother Big Sister Golf Tournament Thursday at Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua, if they'd like to sponsor, still opportunities, if they want to buy tickets for just the dinner afterwards, or if they want to learn more about the organization and contribute year-round as opposed to just Thursday, how do they do so, Bridget?
They can go right on our community teamwork website, www.comteam.org. They can also call me directly at 978-654-5679, and we would be happy to talk with you about any opportunities we have.
All right. Bridget Quinn, Director of the Volunteer Center at Community Teamwork Incorporated, CTI. Thanks for joining us. Good luck on Thursday.
Thank you so much.